Hey everybody, welcome to a special What a Cartoon announcement. I am one of your hosts here, Bob Mackey. You know me. Who is here with me today?
Your old buddy Henry Gilbert. Hi.
That's right. So up front, we are changing the What a Cartoon schedule starting in July of 2021. And the change is that we're scaling What a Cartoon production back a bit, in that from July of 2021 onwards, we will be producing two episodes of What a Cartoon every month.
Yes, you know, for the last over a year, the schedule had been the last Monday of a month would be What a Cartoon Movie, and every other Monday that month, whether three or four of them, we would cover an animated series for What a Cartoon. Now it will be two Mondays in a month when we do it, scaling it back just by one or two episodes in a given month. Mm-hmm.
And, yes, of course, the What a Cartoon Movie schedule will remain unchanged.
Yes.
And I can go over the basics of it. So our schedule from July of 2021 onward will be the first and third Monday of every month will be a What a Cartoon episode. The second Monday of every month will be a Talking Futurama episode. And the last Monday of every month will be our What a Cartoon Movie episode, of course. Now, we realize there are some months that have five Mondays. They're cursed months. Garfield hates them. In the case of a five Monday month, the fourth Monday will just be an off week. So that is the one gap we will have. But there's very few of those months in the year. And it'll just be an off week for the cursed five Monday months. We hate them. And the first one will be August, by the way.
That is August, yes, yeah. But and that is, of course, on the Patreon schedule. If you are on the free feed, then it will be the second and fourth Monday of each month.
Right, and you will not, of course, hear Talking Futurama unless you're on the Patreon.
Yes, yeah, which, hey, that's, you know, we've been doing that each month for this whole year because we hit our funding goal. But yes, this was a needed change in our personal schedules, like just for ability to create, really.
Yeah, to pull back the curtain a bit, What a Cartoon is successful. It's a successful podcast, but it's also not the most successful thing that we do. And we decided that it's better for us as a network to shift our resources to things that are more in demand. And for us, What a Cartoon is the self-indulgent thing we do. It's a thing we do that's not as immediately popular as talking about The Simpsons or Futurama or King of the Hill. Those are super in demand, well-known shows. If we want to talk about, let's say, Bonkers, that's a self-indulgent podcast that's not going to have the same appeal as The Simpsons.
But we love talking about, say, The Bonk Man.
Yes.
And so there's no way we could just turn away from it and stop doing it. But like, yeah, I mean, for example, you know, in a given week, the amount of time it takes for us to prepare for a Simpsons episode is about half as much time as it can take sometimes to prepare for What a Cartoon, especially when we split it. One of us is usually the main producer and does a ton of history research. Like what Bob just did for the Death Note one took him more time than it takes for a normal Simpsons episode. Or there's one coming up next month that I did a whole lot of research on too. And we love doing that because it makes it, I think that is the What a Cartoon difference from other, you know, just a podcast where people say, like, I remember seeing that when I was a kid. Wonder who made it. Eh, whatever. Like, that, you know, that I love doing the history and the research on it, but that does take time.
Definitely. I mean, this is our job, of course, and we do take it seriously, but a What a Cartoon can often take up to three times or more compared to a Talking Simpsons or a miniseries episode, because we start, you know, who made it? Who's the writer? Who's the director? Where did they start? Where did this start? What is every interview I can read? We often will read books based on the topic. And this will, we're going to be producing fewer episodes of the show in a year, but that means you can spend more time on them, which is something that will come in handy as the world begins to open up again. And we can also leave our homes and perhaps see our wives.
Yes, yeah.
Or many wives.
Yeah, or husbands.
Or husbands, yes.
Yeah. I think it's just, you know, where we were getting so impacted on time for how much it took to do it while still being able to, you know, stick ahead of schedule on Simpsons, on Futurama, and on doing King of the Hill. Though now we've finished recording that miniseries, but there'll be another miniseries. Like, it's just a work-life balance level of things that, for the same reason, you know, if you're been with us for a while, at the start of 2020, we announced our change schedule as well there. And And in both cases, it was just recognizing of like, we love working hard and fulfilling commitments. We are so committed to giving you guys everything. But sometimes you do have to just ask yourself, like, how tired you feel at the end of a really long week of doing everything. And you're like, is this bringing down the quality of everything because I am trying to do too much? And that's a question, you know, that you got to ask yourself, or else you'll just run yourself ragged, you know.
And we do love What a Cartoon, but it really is something we do for ourselves, and it's very self-indulgent. And again, we would never want to end the podcast. We love doing it, but I think it's smarter for us to scale back a bit. But it's still going to be 3 What a Cartoon content chunks a month, including the massive movie podcast.
Yes,
we love doing that too.
The movies will not go they will be as long as they have stayed that way. And I think, you know, too, I was just starting to prepare for one of our, you know, post change ones, and I was like, wow, this feels, I feel a little more invigorated about it than I had before. Even though I loved, you're going to hear some ones that we just recorded like in the coming month that I'm like, oh man, this was so cool to learn all this stuff. But after it was over, I was like, oh, I could really use a few Simpsons now. I'm tired.
There's too much information in my brain. And,
oh, God, yeah.
And because we'll be making less episodes, we are winding down the $50 request tier, of course, and we are working with those patrons behind the scenes to get their final requests in before we eliminate that tier completely. So everyone on that tier is being taken care of, and we're going to be putting out the rest of their requests throughout the end of the summer into fall.
Yeah, we've sent you a message privately. If you're one of those folks out there, you can get back to us. But yeah, it's I'll just say it again. I said it to you. We mentioned it in our message, but we really, really appreciate all of those patrons who were at that level. Like, their support meant everything to us. It was really fun to do their picks. But if we're another reality of the new schedule is that if we're only doing 2 picks a month, and every 4 months we're going to have 6 picks by $50 patrons, then it just becomes the $50 patron show. Like, it's only those picks, and those picks are great, but the show, we'd also like to make some of the picks. It just, the balance didn't really work out. So, and I thank all of them so much for understanding the need to make that change. We can't thank you enough. If you currently are one, if you were one before and are no longer one, like, we just, again, thank you so much for your support from the beginning on our Patreon.
Definitely.
We love you guys.
And those patrons got us to cover things we probably wouldn't even thought about covering.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to that tier.
Yeah, no. And so many great ones, like the Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. That was so much fun. Learning about its connection to our president now, Joe Biden.
In our recent UPA episode that we did.
Yeah, yeah. And some really other great ones. So, yes, I appreciate it all. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
So, not to belabor this, thanks for all of your support, of course. And if you need more like concrete information, just check out the post that's posted with this podcast. It includes everything we're talking about just in text form. But I want to go over those bullet points again really quick before we go. So, the main things to take away is that starting in July of 2021, we'll be rolling out our new What a Cartoon schedule, and that means we'll be producing now just 2 episodes per month, and those will launch on the first and third Monday of every month. The second Monday of every month will be Talking Futurama if you're on the Patreon at the $5 or higher level, and of course the last Monday of every month will be the What a Cartoon movie. Of course, if you're on the $5 level, you get the extended preview of that podcast. If you're on the $10 level, you get the entire thing. And in the few cases where we have a cursed month, the Garfield hated month with 5 Mondays, the fourth Monday will just be an off week with no podcast on that Monday. But again, that's only a few months out of the year, and we're going to be having so many miniseries throughout the year and other things to supplement those gaps.
Yes, yeah, and really that, actually, I'll just tease it for you listeners now. The start, our first one in July, we haven't recorded it yet, but I think we've got some big guests for it for What a Cartoon that I think you guys are really going to enjoy. So we're starting off the new schedule with a bang.
It's going to be a real stem twister.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll just, the last thing, just thank you all for your support and your understanding.
Yes, for sure.
We've changed the schedule before and you guys understood it, and I hope you will too. And I'm really looking forward to this new, renewed, changed up version of What a Cartoon.
So thanks again for listening to this little announcement, and stay tuned for more amazing podcasts, and we'll see you in the future.